one of the books that deals with motivation, effective management of people, I think has a line that goes something along, always begin with the end goal in mind. Whenever you start anything in life, think about what exactly is my goal. Now, one could argue it's a little bit late to start thinking about tshuva. It's mamish a pachad, less than 24 hours for Yom HaDin. Say Rav Kook Zatzal used to be visited by Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda was one of the fantastic scholars who refined the Hebrew language. It was unfortunately not a Shomer Torah mitzvah. And legend has it that Ben Yehuda used to go ask Rav Kook his questions in Hebrew. Rav Kook was a tremendous Baal Lashon. And Rav Kook said to Ben Yehuda, when are you going to do tshuva? And he said, I'll think about it. And they say the next day that Ben Yehuda passed away. So they said, the Kedusha of Rav Kook is that he was able to get Ben Yehuda to be Maharer b'tshuva the night before. So it's never too late. It's never too late to start again. What exactly is the goal, our goal, when it comes to tshuva? What exactly, when we start, what is the goal that we're having in mind? There's a famous story that they say about Rav Shach, about how they once asked Rav Shach when he was doing, before Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he was involved in his avodah, that they asked him, Rebbe, what are you going to be mekabel on yourself this year? And Rav Shach said, I'm mekabel that I'm going to bench from a bencher. That was Rav Shach's great Kabbalah. So question number two is, what's pshat in that maimer? What does it mean that Rav Shach felt that the only thing he should do, the Talmidim were very much taken aback, nothing about Bittul Torah, etc., etc. That was his Kabbalah. His Kabbalah was, he's going to bench from a bencher. So one could understand, all Rav Shach was doing was he was teaching us a very important lesson. And that lesson is that if we don't work on making modest goals, then ultimately our goals are going to fall flat on their face. But I wonder, based on the writings of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that maybe there's something more that Rav Shach was driving at. So that's question number two. What exactly was Rav Shach, what exactly did I have in mind? Number three. The Rambam discusses in regards to vidui what seems to be an apparent contradiction. In one place in Perek Beis, the Rambam says that the way in which a person does tshuva is he needs to spell out his averos up until the end. And I heard in the name, and this sends goosebumps up my spine, it could very well be it was discussed in this room, Rav Lichtenstein Shlita, asked that the Rambam in another place in Perek Beis says that the vidui is for a person to say, Aval anachnu chatanu. So I had heard from one of his Talmidim, I wasn't zochet to learn from him, I heard from one of his Talmidim that he asked, which one is it? Is the vidui to be mefarek the chet? Or to say, Aval anachnu chatanu. Another beautiful piece of Torah that these walls have absorbed. Rav Miller Shlita and Aseres Yemei, right before Aseres Yemei Tshuva, just this a couple weeks ago, asked a very, very fascinating question. The Gemara in Megillah says that the Tochacha is supposed to be read right before Rosh Hashanah, second Tochacha, Parshas Kisavo, and the Tochacha in Parshas Bichukosai has to be read before Shavuos. And it's very interesting, Rav Miller pointed out, that in the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo, which is supposed to be read right before the Yom Noraim, it warns if we don't listen, Bikol Hashem. Yet, when it comes to Parshas Bichukosai, which is supposed to be read before Shavuos, there it says that we didn't listen, Likol Hashem. Likoli. So what significance is there, the difference between Bikol and Likol? So four questions. What exactly is the goal in mind? Number two is, what's the meaning behind Rav Shach telling us that we're supposed to take modest Kabbalas? Number three, which one is the Vidui? Is there a requirement for us to spell out every single one of the Averos? Or the Rambam says that you have to say, Aval anachnu chatanu vizu hili ikra vidui, that is the ikra vidui. Which one is it? And finally, the last question is, why is it that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we need to finish Bikol Hashem? The year has to finish with an admonishment to listen Bikol versus Shavuos, where it needs to be done Likol. Rav Miller Shlita gave the following answer. It's actually his own chiddush. He said it modestly in the name of the Netziv, but he was really developing the Netziv's idea much more than the Netziv actually says. The Netziv doesn't say this beautiful idea. The Netziv says that there are two parts of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to his mitzvahs, to be a good Jew, to keep his mitzvahs. And when we spoke about Flat Stanley, we spoke about the phenomenon of a lot of guys feel a lot of pressure, even good pressure, to be good. And then there's another part to Avodas Hashem. It's not only Likol, but there's Bikol. And Bikol doesn't mean the mitzvos per se, but Bikol Hashem means to relate to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ruach, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah HaTorah. The moment of going into the Yemei Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us simply to be people who are going to correct our mistakes. The essence of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the essence of the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim, is for us to fix the broken bonds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is going to simply work on doing those actions correctly, those bonds aren't going to last. I mentioned in years past, as a way of bringing this point out, it's a humorous incident between a couple. The couples were were quite old. And the man told his wife when they got married, I'll be a fantastic husband to you, but I have one request. And that request is that there's one drawer that I ask that you never open. You never open that drawer. So for years and years and years, the wife honored that request. She never opened the drawer. She was already 65 years old. Every night, can you imagine going to sleep? There's one part in your spouse's life that you just can't open. She goes over to the drawer. She puts her hand and she says, I can't do it. There's one vow that I gave my husband. Can't keep it. Eventually, three nights later, she just can't hold herself back. A little bit before their 50th anniversary, she pulls open the drawer. So she expected maybe it'll be a picture of an old girlfriend. You know, guy works for the CIA. What does she find? She finds 7 eggs and $9 bills. They don't need money. They're living comfortably. Next day she asks her husband, and she's feeling guilty, my goodness. You know, of all the things that he asked me to do, every once in a while I didn't do it. The one thing that he asked me to do, I couldn't fulfill. So she gathers up the courage and she says, I have to ask you an apology. I have to apologize. I opened up the drawer. So the husband's very taken aback. But she said, now I'm even more curious. What are those eggs? So he says to her, I'll tell you the truth. Once upon a time, when we got married, I said to myself, I'm going to take a Kabbalah. Sounds familiar? A Kabbalah on myself. That I am always going to tell you the truth. And if I'm ever not, I'm going to put an egg in the drawer. She's thinking to herself, over 50 years, 7 times, and he said, anything. If I said thank you that I liked the food and I really didn't like it, I put an egg in. Anything I wasn't... So she says, but what's the other $8? He says, well, every time I got to 24 eggs, I sold them for a dollar. This joke I heard from our great Rebbe, Rabbi Reisman Shlita, but it's a very, very powerful point. And the very, very powerful point is that a husband can make a sincere Kabbalah. But if that Kabbalah is being made with only trying to be perfect without working on the relationship, it's not enough to commit to put an egg inside the drawer. That's the difference of Likol Bikol. Likol, when it comes to Shavuos, there's a Kabbalah Satorah to keep the Dvar Hashem. But the Tafkid of the Yom Noroim is to work on the sense of Bikol, that a person internalizes what the relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu is all about. Said Rav Lichtenstein Shlita, that's exactly the pshat in the Rambam when he speaks about two different viduyim. The Rambam is right. You need to be mefaret every single Avera. The Averos that we remember, we need to spell out. And that is the way in which we do tshuva. On the other hand, says the Rambam, the Iker Vidui is about our relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. And we have too many Talmidim and Talmidos, too many people that are out there, and we say this over and over and over again, that are focusing just on the Maisim and not focusing on the Anila Dodi Vidodi Li, not focusing on the Tahara that Yom Noraim brings. It's about doing Yom Kippur right, not messing up. But what about the Kedusha and Tahara in forging our relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu? Now we're ready to take this idea to the next level. Zokt Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal. A fascinating, fascinating Musar. You think that the Averos Chamuros, the bad Averos that you are over, those are the things that you're supposed to work on, change. After all, they're staring us in our face, our guilt. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Pumfarkert. What is more chamur? What is worse? An aveira that a person has a strong yetzahara for and he can't be mezgaber al yetzer? Or there are things that are easier for a person to take care of, but he doesn't. Listen to the lashon of Rabbi Yisrael. Lefi hanosei hu komashen nokel. Lefi sha'odom lishomer me'aveira hu yoser chamur. It's the Averos that we could solve more easily. The things that a person's been pulled down when he looks at the big sphere and he says, at the end of the day, I have this Avera Chamur, I need to be Mefaret, I need to work, I need to Mefaret. Says Rabbi Yisrael, what about Rav Shach's Kabbalah? The things that are possible for us to change. What's the omek of what Rabbi Yisrael is saying? Let me just read for you one more line. What about those things that are easier for us to do? Al pi divrei Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu that are Baruch Hashem alive, what they've taught us, we now have also an insight of what Rabbi Yisrael is saying. What's going on? The end goal of tshuva is to repair that broken relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just simply being mefaret those averos. Because if we're going to simply be mefaret those averos, then what's going to happen and try to make a Kabbalah to change everything, then it's going to be exactly like that husband. And the next year, we're going to be putting back in the same eggs and changing them in for the dollars. Kaparos. But what happens if a person says, wait a second, those averos represent a break with my relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu? Says Rav Shach, wait a second, you know what I could do? There are times I daven without kavana. But let me show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to. I want to be different. And the way in which we turn the tide, the way in which we show Kudsha Baruch Hu that we want that change, is a moment in which we realize that the things that are easy we begin to work on. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael is saying. That if a person doesn't begin to work on those kalos, then that becomes chomer. What's the chomer hadavar? He missed the ikar avidui. The Chomer HaDover is that he missed the essence of what the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo is all about. Bikol HaHashem. To internalize that it's the relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. Rabosai, I wish every single one of us Gemar Chasima Tova, Shnas Chaim Tova V'Shalom, that we should be Zocha in this Yom HaDin to achieve Dargas of Kedusha and Tahara. And it's really, really very easy, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The way in which we do it is we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to become closer to you, and I'm going to do it by beginning with the kalos. It's true, we can't put our head in the sand and say there weren't chamurus, and we have to really, really ask ourselves and be mefarit what those chamurus are. But the ikar vidui is on my relationship with Kudsha Brichu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a ben of yours, I'm a child. We're all bnei melech, and that's what we spoke about before Rosh Hashanah. And as a ben melech, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have a relationship with you. The haveros represent the breakdown of that relationship, and the kalos that I'm mekabel on myself. Now it's not too late to begin that start. That's the goal that's in mind. The kalos are the way in which we reforge that relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha to a shnas chaim tov v'shalom, but not only a shnas chaim tov v'shalom, a shana that's true of, that's full of kedusha tahara as we grow mikalos alachamuras. Thank you.